This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. We have included only a brief description of the figures and tables and removed all references, citations, data in parentheses, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes. The full text is available in HTML, PDF, and EPUB formats at www.erodl.org. January 2012. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. The title of this article is, Learning Management System Migration, an Analysis of Stakeholder Perspectives. The authors are Tom D. Ryan, Mary Toy, Kyle Charon, and Gavin Park, Nipissing University, Canada. Abstract. In this mixed methods study, the authors describe the institutional level perceptions of stakeholders transitioning from one learning management system, LMS, to a new one. We address issues related to change, the institution's administration of the transition process, problems encountered, and realized learning via online survey data collection, analysis and interpretation. We further detail results of a faculty survey which sought to illuminate the LMS transition experience. The summation includes suggestions for institutions as they prepare for, and move through, foreseeable LMS change and transition. Introduction. Emerging in the mid-1990s, management systems have evolved from somewhat basic collections of disparate applications into intricate, integrated enterprise systems. Alias and Zeynadin defined a learning management system, LMS, as a software application or web-based technology used to plan, implement, and assess a specific learning process. Mohawk College suggested an LMS can be broadly described as a web-accessible platform for the anytime delivery, tracking and management of education and training. LMSs are essentially software running on dedicated hardware. Some LMSs are now over 20 years old, and much has changed since the first LMS arrived on the distance education scene in the mid-1990s. Over a period of 20 years, a great deal of change and research has unfolded in all areas of distance education. Turner completed a meta-analysis of 695 studies, concluding that distance education research fits into three main categories. 1. Macro-level research focusing on distance education systems and theories. 2. Meso-level research focusing on management, technology, and organization. And 3. Micro-level research focusing on teaching and learning in distance education. Our objective herein was to add to the macro and meso level by examining online instructor perceptions of our institutional level change of a learning management system, WebCT Blackboard CE to Blackboard Learn version. To do this, we undertook a research design and review of literature that would not only meet our needs but also frame our study. Within a mixed methods research study, objectives included addressing issues pertaining to when, and why, such LMS transitions might occur, the dynamics of making the changes, this institution's management of the transition process, problems encountered, and lessons learned. This research built an informed awareness and overview of faculty by learning about their teaching background, years of experience and LMS change experiences via survey and interview modes. Our research did not comment on micro-level issues by directly addressing teaching and learning. However, our focus was clearly directed towards our LMS as it changed and impacted technical staff and online instructors. We reviewed several pertinent studies to learn what top features were supported by some LMSs and, in doing so, we became aware of the features and limitations within LMSs in general. Authors such as Collis, DeSanto, and Vento completed evaluations, assessing 15 commercial LMSs, revealing two central aspects, online training services and course management attributes. Concurrently, Leslie concluded, as a result of reviewing 45 CMS on 41 features, the researchers at EduTools were able to form a picture of some of the common and not-so-common features of these systems. Table 1 shows the top 15 features supported across products. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. By looking at what had been the top features of past LMSs, we were able to develop an informed and useful perspective and understanding. We discussed past research and decided that while these LMS features seemed adequate, Innovation since 2003 has resulted in many more features being offered, hence the need to upgrade and transition as the LMSs evolve. We concluded, as others have, that an effective LMS must support active engagement, meaningful connections between segments of the course, easy communication, and formative feedback on work that is presented in class discussions or through other venues. When some of these features are lacking or not as current as they should be, migration and transitioning can be expected, which can impact all stakeholders as the adjustment and change ensues. By focusing solely on the LMS, we do not discount the importance of the instructor, who uses this LMS as a tool, or the background behavior of the instructor, which can dictate the positive or negative outcomes associated with learning online, transitioning, and migration. Stakeholders often include users, faculty, staff, and administration. These people may use terms, such as best practices, which are bantered about and have deep roots in LMS research. It could be that the reason for a change was related to basic system performance issues, such as increased demands on current LMSs, thus the need to move forward every few years, transitioning at what seems to users as a rapid pace. Few researchers, and even fewer studies, have considered the turbulence, upset, and adjustments required when an LMS is upgraded from something which may be viewed as wanting or antiquated by some, to one LMS that is viewed as current. This transitioning sends various stakeholders into problem-solving mode, as the unfamiliarity of the new LMS and changes required transfer stakeholders from the known into the unknown. Smart and Meyer investigated faculty perceptions of LMS change and discovered faculty who would need to restore course content that did not convert intact and accurately will face increased workloads and frustration should an institution choose to change from one LMS to another. Smart and Meyer also found that people are legitimately concerned about the time and effort needed to make the transition a success for their courses and students. Concern and research findings proved to be the impetus for us to look at our transitioning. Change is one of the top 10 information technology, IT, issues, and change management has made the list of institutional IT concerns for the first time in many institutions. Yet, behind any change are the stakeholders, as the transitioning process is not just a hardware concern. Holly and Deere discovered that leaders who are facilitating change need highly refined emotional intelligence skills in order to know how, and when, to press on, change direction, or back off. Change management is about developing a process for handling IT changes that are made on a regular basis, for example, patches, upgrades, replacements, and that can be very disruptive if there is no change management process in place. This change can occur simply as part of the product's evolving sophistication or when institutions want a centralized system to assure uniformity of appearances and, if possible, to manage many other aspects of the course and overall administration. Whether to move to a new version or to a new product is not the issue, because change is inherent in the use of technology. Indeed, we are still at the Model T stage of LMS use. Purpose. In this exploratory mixed methods study, we interviewed technical staff and surveyed instructors online who experienced the institutional level change of a learning management system, WebCT Blackboard C to Blackboard Learn version. We addressed issues pertaining to when and why such LMS transitions might occur, the dynamics of making the changes, this institution's management of the transition process, problems encountered, and lessons learned. This research was to serve as an awareness-building overview of the situation facing faculty, and as a signal for institutions considering or planning this type of change. The study was an attempt to share the lessons learned at the author's institution, which can be a starting point. Some may suggest it is all about managing change effectively. Background, CMS and change. The use of a learning management system at our university has been evolving since the late 1990s. During this period, we used distance education teleconferencing for courses in education in the arts and sciences. In the later part of the 1990s, we recognized the potential of the software, and the campus's information technology people began an investigation of various applications, WebCT. Understanding that the choice should be faculty-driven, we convened a faculty committee who reviewed leading products. After a lengthy review, the committee made its recommendation. The university negotiated a contract, developed a training program, and hosted and supported the system. Although initial faculty use was minimal, a slow but steady period of growth followed as more faculty began to use the software each semester for a variety of blended, teleconference and online courses. This process was to be repeated in the late 1990s and again in 2005, WebCT. In 2010, we repeated this process and after much discussion a new LMS was introduced to our campus, and faculty using the old LMS were given a semester to make the migration and transition. Naturally, some faculty were unhappy about this change because users had devoted a good deal of time and effort learning the original LMS, Blackboard CE. They now needed to learn about a new LMS, Blackboard Learn, platform that was quite different from the one with which they were already familiar. This experience provided the campus with an important lesson on the changing dynamics of LMSs, and campus support staff was determined to manage the use and transition process to the best of their ability. We believe our system was akin to the one displayed in Figure 1. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Method. In January of 2010, academic and technology staff met to discuss issues and concerns related to the transition to the new CMS, Blackboard Learn from Blackboard CE. We met several times to record our thoughts on the course of action. During this month we also developed an ethics application and gained final approval, in May of 2010, for our study tentatively entitled, The Blackboard Jungle Research Panel. We located a survey tool online and requested permission to adapt it from Dr. Clayton at Middle Tennessee State University. Permission was received and our panel began adapting and piloting the 22-item survey, with a completed tool in place for June 2010, see appendix in a text version of this article. We decided to use QuickSurveys as this service was offered for no charge, and we could use it for several months to complete our work. We were able to send online invitations to all instructors, track responses, quantify and examine, descriptive statistics, Intable, Microsoft Excel, format via QuickSurveys. We also displayed results in a summative manner that facilitated analysis and interpretation, as the survey data was filtered into easily read charts and tables which were listed within the results section herein. Our discussion group transcripts were analyzed, and evidence was realized for this mixed methods study. To be clear, we understood mixed methods designs evolved from the notion of triangulating the information from different data sources. Hence, we collected interview, survey data, and anecdotal evidence via personal communications, email, voicemail, and face-to-face. Within the survey, there were opportunities for empirical, short answer, and long responses, which both enhanced the data and allowed for triangulation. Admittedly, our study does not contain thick descriptions usually found within qualitative studies, yet it does meet the minimum criteria spelled out in our definition. Therefore, we consider it an example of mixed methods research. Results. We concluded our online survey after 3 weeks with 51 respondents. Analysis of demographic information allowed us to better understand the voices within the feedback, which revealed that our sample contains 21 males and 27 females. This sample of 51 was comprised of 3 new instructors who had not taught online previously and 16 participants, who had between 1 and 5 years of experience teaching online. We also determined that 23 participants had between 5 and 10 years of online teaching experience. Even at this point, we concluded that the sample was mostly female, and had online teaching experience, at the university level. As for previous teaching experience at a level other than university, we found that 19 respondents had no previous experience outside the university. 5 had between 1 and 5 years experience, outside the university and 4 had between 5 and 10 years of experience. Interestingly, 17 had over 10 years of experience outside of the university. Hence we deduced that our sample was largely an experienced group, before they began teaching online. The representative faculties and divisions broke down as follows, 14 from Arts and Science, 29%, Education 10, 21%, Applied and Professional Schools 16, 31%, Distance, In-Service AQ, ABQ, 8, 16%, Distance, CCE, 3, 6%. This breakdown resulted in a total of 51 participatory instructors. Note, rounding of numbers resulted in totals over 100%. Our first item on our survey asked, to what extent did you use Blackboard CE, formerly WebCT, in your teaching? Table 2 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. These responses led us to conclude that most have used the former LMS and only a minority were new users. Our next item on our survey asked, to what extent did you use Blackboard Learn in your teaching? Table 3 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. We found that our instructors were experienced, and most have used the Blackboard Learn platform very often. Prior to this survey, 51%. In fact, when we asked, do you teach any fully online distance education courses? 27 respondents, 53% told us they did, and slightly less, 47% signaled they had not. Of the 51% that had taught online, we asked, how many courses do you teach each year? Table 4 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. We found out that half of our instructors teach at least one course online, and many teach more than one course per year. We also asked, do you teach any hybrid blended courses, using Blackboard features to supplement your face-to-face instruction? Of our 51 respondents, 23.45% said yes, and 28.55% said no, they did not teach any hybrid blended courses using Blackboard features to supplement the face-to-face instruction. Training. We asked if they had attended any Blackboard training, workshops, or demonstrations. Participants signaled that 37%, 19, had, and a majority of 32, 63% indicated they had not attended any Blackboard training, workshops, or demonstrations. Specifically, 13 attended a workshop, 1 attended 2 workshops, and 1 attended 3 workshops. Following this question was an item that asked, have you consulted, in person, by email or by phone, with a technologist for Blackboard instruction? A majority, or 94%, 48, did consult, in person, by email or by phone, with a technologist. Transition. We asked our sample if they believed they were well informed about what they needed to do to transition courses from WebCT to Blackboard Learn. Table 5 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Most of the sample, 36, indicated that they did know if they were well informed or not, yet only a little over 20% suggested they were well informed, and the same signaled they thought they were not well informed. When we asked about the state of change, most indicated they were not frustrated with having to learn a new learning management system. Table 6 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Given the lack of concern while transitioning, there also appeared to be an understanding of why Nipissing University moved to a new version of Blackboard Learn. Table 7 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Only 29% indicated they did not understand, strongly disagree plus disagree, why Nipissing University moved to a new version of Blackboard. Overall, the transition was smooth for a majority of respondents, 26. Keeping on a positive note, we asked, what do you think were the most positive aspects of the transition to Blackboard Learn? Several respondents indicated, it wasn't too difficult, and a few suggested, I didn't really notice that there was a transition. One commented on the functionality, the ability to embed video, YouTube or other, and many others noted how support staff were helpful, supportive and effective. In sum, many told us, it provides a lot more options for discussion boards. Turning to the negative aspects of the transition, we asked, what do you think were the most negative aspects of the transition to Blackboard Learn? One mentioned how saving content from old system equals migration issues was a negative, and another instructor explained, discussion folder creation and maintenance is less intuitive in terms of labels, actions, modifications. There are so many choices, settings, permissions, in creating folders that it is more difficult to do it correctly, at least at first attempts. The interface seems relatively large and clunky, big icons, perhaps these can be resized? Have not used it for a fully online course yet, but will be doing so in May, so I hope it works well. Support. With the transition, we asked if the NIP Ising support was very helpful in showing me how to use the newer version of Blackboard. Table 8 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Of course, we had to ask how they viewed the change as it unfolded, therefore, we put forward this unique statement: I would have preferred not to have learned how to use Blackboard Learn. As respondents indicated, they actually preferred learning how to use the new LMS. Table 9 shows the responses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. On another item concerning help and support, over 65% of instructors indicated that support was good, while another 15% agreed help was neither good nor wanting. Only a minority of 20%, 10, suggested the help was not up to the expected standard. Technical. We wanted to know about some of the technical aspects, so we asked, which browser program or programs do you usually use? A majority indicated they used Internet Explorer, 26, or 46%, followed by Firefox, 17, or 30%, then Safari, 10, or 18%, and lastly Google Chrome at 4, or 7%. We wonder why the percentages added to over 100 and decided that it was possible for instructors to use more than one browser to service online teaching. We looked deeper into browsers by asking, did you encounter any specific problems using Blackboard Learn with your usual choice of browser? 65%, 30, indicated no, and 35%, 16, signaled yes that they had problems with their browser. Participants were given an opportunity to provide short answers to further detail answers, and in the area of technical issues, one respondent suggested, they had Java runtime errors as my version is newer than Blackboard's. Google Chrome has issues. I needed to use Firefox. Another commented, slower navigation overall, more frequent timeouts, extremely unreliable formatting control on posted messages, inability to attach multiple files to a posted message. Several commented on the pace of the LMS, which was simply described as slow. Some instructors recalled posting issues, such as the post not appearing for some students, however, this was linked to settings, such as moderation, and permissions, which was really within the domain of the instructor. Discussion. Problems and positives. As the transition was undertaken during September of 2010, we surveyed online to ascertain the types of success, problems encountered, and discover other issues. We also realized qualitative data within our interview transcripts, emails, and anecdotal evidence. Problems encountered during the transition fell into two categories or themes: technical and faculty issues. This was somewhat expected since, given the many barriers that faculty typically encounter when working with instructional technologies, it was not a surprise that there were several faculty-related behavioral and technical issues that emerged during the transition process. One administrative issue noted was the lack of compensation for the time required to convert courses from one LMS form to another. The university management decided at the beginning of the transition process that compensation was not available. This decision was upsetting for many, yet it was one instructors moved past, as a matter of necessity, to meet looming course start date deadlines. As well, many instructors suggested they had little time to revisit and redesign course materials, and some lacked an understanding of new instructional deadlines during the migration. These new timelines were attributed to additional time required by technical staff to act. And admittedly, for some faculty, making the transition in a timely fashion was a low-interest task. Faculty did not anticipate the time required to make their conversion and, as such, were frustrated when limited time remained. Time can be less an issue, we believe, if mandatory faculty training is established and available on a continual basis. The type of training offered in our study included blackboard orientation, workshops, and demonstrations. A minority of respondents, 37%, 19, did indeed make use of the opportunities to learn. However, a large majority, 32, 63%, made no attempt to attend any blackboard training, workshops, or demonstrations. This was something that was puzzling since, in doing so, problems and frustrations could have been lessened, we believed. Teaching online is, in many ways, best understood as pedagogy empowered by digital technology, and this perception may illuminate a reason why only a minority of instructors, 13 or 25%, did attend a workshop, and just one participant attended two workshops. Another participant attended three workshops. Of the several workshops available, it was noteworthy to discover that only a few of our online instructors deemed this necessary. Perhaps this indicated decreased anxiety concerning change, since we did have a majority of experienced instructors. However, most of our sample did make contact with a technologist for Blackboard instruction, 94% in person, by email or by phone, which seemed to be a sign that perhaps the most convenient manner in which to remedy issues was that which seemed to fit the individual need of the instructor, whether it be in person, by email or by phone. Tollett Runnels et al. Reviewed several studies and concluded that all instructors and students need training and support within an LMS transition. For instructors to not avail themselves of the offered training seems to be asking for frustration down the road. Within our interviews, some of the evidence gleaned by the transition team referred to new technical recommendations, the identification of best practices, and the need for an increased emphasis on communication. Another realization was the need to focus less on administrative concerns and more on the instruction and learning area within the LMS and the milieu in which it was to be utilized. Instructors further commented, "Tech support was freely available, which helped allay my apprehensions. We understood this as an indication of a level of confidence in the technical staff." On the technical side, the differences in the way certain learning resources converted to the new system led some instructors to conclude, "Marking tools are amazing, and simply that it is a very easy program to use, very user-friendly." The positive comments indicated a measure of satisfaction, yet training and encouragement remained a key feature for all staff and faculty as they moved forward creating new curricula and standards within the newer LMS, Blackboard Learn. With more features and opportunities, all stakeholders could widen the definition of best practices for online courses. Rubin et al. Has stressed, "In teaching fully online courses, it is important that basic communication tasks be made simple for faculty and students, and automatic where feasible. Our communication was a prevailing factor, leading some instructors to conclude, I was truly thankful that I had tech support that was patient and accessible at all times when I first started. Thank you." The migration was a positive move, as one instructor suggested the new Blackboard Learn system has more advanced features that allow us to better manage learning. There is, however, much criticism in the literature of all LMS, and the fact that we used Blackboard forced us to consider the fact that Blackboard has limited tools to enable grouping across different kinds of tools, for example, discussion and assignments. This means that the elements needed for the week's work are spread across several pages and require multiple clicks to access the materials. Because our instructors may have only used Blackboard versions in previous years, there was modest concern that other LMSs allow all learning elements and tools to be placed contiguously in a hierarchy or outline structure that visually represents the grouping. What was clear, that we migrated successfully, and what was done has produced mostly positive results, as students learn, and faculty continue to instruct online. Conclusions and recommendations. This research was to serve as an awareness-building overview of the situation facing faculty, and as a guide for institutions considering this type of change. As management systems continue to evolve, both instructors and site administration will need to adapt, change and respond to the needs as they surface. LMSs have an inner ability to enhance access to educational opportunities while providing learning materials for students throughout a broad geographical area. With the surfacing of innovative technologies, revisions to current systems, and changing needs and abilities of instructors, future LMS transitions are predictable. Each institution must adapt, using technologies and models of understanding, in this case to reconcile teaching, research, IT, a changing environment, financial accountability and managerial models. By taking a prudent informed approach to moving faculty forward, and helping them make the change, we have begun to generate an enhanced understanding of this transitory migration. The data herein suggest there is much more to do. For instance, some faculty did not appear to adequately comprehend the need for migration to a new LMS. Perhaps these are people who do not like change, and any disruption would be viewed as unnecessary. As well, our survey data did not suggest that those who attended training sessions were less frustrated. Nonetheless, research has indicated, and we believe, training should always be offered, whether mandatory or not. As for recommendations, we realize two types: those from the survey, via the instructors, and our own. Our instructors suggested: make available tutorial sessions that are face-to-face, not an online self-workshop. Involve the instructors and implement their suggestions. We should have more control over content and updating information. More support, more training, and more student training. Ensure hardware, servers work all the time. Roll out well in advance of September with pilot testing of changes. Ask instructors for input concerning what is needed. Specifically, what did not work with the older version and what did work well with the old version. Continue to offer easy-to-access technology support and continue to hire staff to meet growing demands and growth. Our own recommendations developed in a reflective manner, as we reviewed our data and collectively decided what our next steps would be. We did this to continue to monitor, respond to, and change the system in a professional and strategic manner that infused the professional development of our team. Hence, for continued growth, we decided to continue to survey instructors each semester, pre and post. Survey students as an exit or entry item to create 360 loop of information. Survey IT staff to gain insight and align this with student and instructor surveys. Provide an online suggestion box for 24/7 input. Form a university-wide steering committee. Provide training for instructors through a Center for Flexible Teaching and Learning. This is the end of the article, Learning Management System Migration, an analysis of stakeholder perspectives. The text format is available on the Erodl website, www.erodl.org. Goodbye.